Texte numéro 132. Why unemployed workers are so burnt out. Employees are burnt out. Data and anecdotes alike throughout the past several years show that the volatile job market, budget cuts and hiring freezes are taking a toll on workers, especially younger employees. But this isn't the whole story. People who are out of work and actively searching for jobs are burnt out too. Many of these job seekers face a frustrating, time-consuming cycle of submitting applications to no avail. They spend time networking, CV and cover letter writing, interviewing, following up and getting their hopes up, only for companies to send a curt rejection or not reply at all. Then they must start the process again. Dublin-based Basant Shenouda, 26, spent 3 emotional years on a job search that left her very burnt out. She started job searching during her last year in university as an international student in Germany. Following a full year of rejections from major tech companies in 2018, Shenouda took a step back and took another internship post-graduation for experience. She secured a job offer right before the start of the pandemic in 2020, but her offer was postponed 8 months, with the risk of possibly being revoked amid layoffs. Her job search has a happy ending. In 2021, she finally started what she calls a dream job, but it took a significant amount of effort and strife to get there. The years-long ordeal also dampened her career confidence. Her low point, she says, was when a company put her through 6 rounds of interviews throughout 4 months, only to tell her via a form message that she didn't get the job. "My mental health completely plummeted. I lost weight from the pressure." Vicky Salemi, a New York-based careers expert, says many workers may have to augment the way they're thinking about their career paths as a result of increasingly tough labour market conditions. She says job seekers may also need to consider a part-time hourly job to keep your skill sharp, earn some money, make some contacts, get you out of the house and stay engaged. She suggests creating a daily routine and setting a designated time each day for setting up job alerts, spending time applying for jobs and sending out emails. The process is still time-consuming, but for workers who are suffering, it can help to incorporate the job search and networking conversations into your day, but don't make it your entire day. The reality is that it may still take time for job seekers to secure a role. However difficult, Vicky Salemi recommends workers do their best to protect and prioritise their health and be as patient as possible, especially as recruiters are especially inundated with applications right now. Adapted from BBC News, July 2023.